Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
We all prefer offense. Even if you won't admit it, you do. This is how we watch the sport.
I want winners.
Yeah, but when I hear people break down the Warriors, it's usually about scoring the basketball. If I were a defensive player in the NFL in 2025, it's amazing to me that more have not spoken about this publicly. You're second-class citizens, the defense. You are second-class citizens. You are not on anyone's fantasy team. No one cares how you're doing. And all of the rules are set up against you. No one cares until you arrive at this. And the Niners have reached it. I have a name for where they have arrived. And it's called Bengalsville. And now you know what it's like to root for the Cincinnati Bengals. Because over the last 2 to 3 seasons, this is essentially who the Bengals are. And sometimes even without their starting quarterback, the same way the Niners are without their starting quarterback. You notice that the Bengals have such weaponry and have such a system that Joe Flacco can come in at age 48 off of the street, join the Bengals, meet T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, say hello, 2 days later go out and score 40 and win a game in prime time. But more often than not, when you're going up against a good team, you're going to score a bunch and then you're going to blow it. And I'll give you the example is, if anybody did not catch the way the Bengals-Bears game finished last week.
That was crazy.
That was out of control. And that's, maybe we're not that bad of a situation here with the 49ers, but it is a frustrating thing to watch football and know that your offense cannot make errors. I know Kittle is being a good teammate. We'll play the sound for you in a second. That's not a way to survive in the NFL. You have to be able to ask things of all sides of the ball.
You do, and the Shanahan system is built on complementary football, as I've always said. And when you have a wide receiver who fumbles the ball, and I know that it got punched out, but when you're a wide receiver and you have the ball, you have to be able to keep the ball, and it got punched out, and that was a huge play where that game could have been a little bit closer. It could have been 14-7, and you would have held the ball, and you would have been able to, move it down the field and keep your defense a little bit protected. And when you have a defense that's not very good, your number one job is to protect them. And you didn't do that, and you didn't do it against Houston. And then yesterday, same thing. You coughed it up, and they went down. It was 21-0, and that game's over.
Here's the George Kittle thing. I'll play it for you again. George Kittle, I don't know George. Seems like a super nice guy and a really good teammate and a constant beacon of positivity.
Yep.
I love all of it. Zenny, Claire.
Zenny.
All of it. Great. It's just a fun vibe around everything George Kittle. But I don't think you can. So this is nice of him, but I don't think you can do this in football.
I mean, we started the game off with a punt, a fumble, a fourth down turnover, a touchdown and a punt. And I'm pretty sure, like I said, since I've been back, is that our team is going to have to rely on our really good veteran offense to score a lot of points and not turn the ball over. And we didn't really do that today. And so I think that's going to be the case moving forward. Our offense has to play at an incredibly high level. We had to score a lot of points. We had to not turn the ball over. And I think our defense is going to get better and better throughout the week because we still have a lot of young guys. We have a lot of guys missing. But we have to help out our defense. And that's the way the season's going to go. Our offense has to play at a high level, efficient, not turn the ball over, score points, score in the red zone, and then we'll win a lot of games. But if we're not doing that, that's going to happen.
Yeah. So he's not wrong, per se.
He's right.
But it's too much to ask. You can't be like, so here's our way of doing this the rest of the year is we're never going to turn it over. That's not realistic. People drop balls. People fumble footballs. Balls get batted in the air. Interceptions happen, even from the best in the league. Josh Allen threw the ball all over the freaking place yesterday and looked like a big old pile of junk.
That team.
In that game.
Woo.
So, like the best in the league, they're going to turn the ball over. So if you're saying the way for us to win is for our side of the ball that has more experience and more firepower to be awesome every time we touch the ball, to be absolutely clean, that's not life.
No, but be better than they were.
Okay.
And that's where, the Rams get the ball, and, Steine was talking about, like, do they ever get the ball first? No, they don't believe in that. They want to double up. They want it last, and they want it first in the third quarter, and I believe in that philosophy. And then yesterday, okay, the Rams get it. They go 64 yards, touchdown, fine. It was not ideal, and you had a third down conversion in there, and then you get the ball, and you go 3-and-out. That's where the Niners cannot go 3-and-out, and then they go down, they score, it's 14-0, okay. Now you have the ball. Okay, deep breath, go down there, get points, and that's where the Juwan Jennings fumble is so painful because you had the ball and you actually got a first down. You actually got two first downs, and then you're thinking about, okay, if we score here, we're down 14-7, and then at least it's a little bit more of a ball game, but the ball gets punched out. They get the ball back. They score again, 21-0. It's game over, basically, at that point.
All right, 888-957-9570. Kyle Shanahan has started his Monday conference call.
Ooh.
We go to Mark Grandy for these updates. Hey, bud.
First of all, Shanahan opened it up by saying, indeed, no injuries from the game yesterday. That's what he said last night, but they confirmed that again today. So no new injuries to speak of. But,
what
of course,
hell?
We still know there's a lot of old injuries that they're
right.
still dealing with.
Right.
First of all, Ricky Pearsall dealing with that knee for a long time. Kyle Shanahan said they are hoping that he could return to practice on Wednesday. That seems a little bit different than the last number of weeks has been. Hoping that Pearsall returns on Wednesday. On Brock Purdy and his toe, he says that he continues to progress, and they hope to get more practice time in with him this week. And then when asked on Ayuk if this is the week that they open his practice window, no. So still no practice window opening for Brandon Ayuk. Those are the big updates.
Gone. Like,
maybe.
Gone. Like, why bother at this point?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. But remember, we're not saying, like, would he play against Arizona? You're talking about when do they feel confident that there's a 3-week window
right.
in which he will play. So if it's no Arizona, like, the way, to my thinking, the second you open up the practice window, you're not going to play that game.
Nope.
You might play the next game.
Probably not.
But whenever you do play, it's an ease-in. It's a, like, let's do 15 snaps kind of a thing. So, like, I would say now, no Arizona, no Carolina, maybe Cleveland, but why? Because there's a bye right after that.
Yep.
So I could see them opening the practice window maybe...
Before Cleveland.
Cleveland,
bye... One more game.
Maybe before Carolina, but probably before Cleveland.
Right.
And then see if he can come in and help this team down the stretch. Because after the bye, you get what feels like a very good chance to win with a home game against Tennessee. And then you got three pretty difficult games at the end of the year.
Yep.
With the Colts, Bears, and Seahawks.
And my whole thing, too, is like if you want to look at what's wrong with this team, it's not the wide receiver position. Like Juwan Jennings,
I agree with
the
that.
Fumble.
Yeah.
The fumble was bad, and, the fumble's the fumble, and, they had another one where it bounced off him, and McCaffrey had to come in and go Mutombo and try to knock it out of the air. But the offense has not been really the problem. The problem is what you can't fix, which is the defense. Like, can Brandon Ayuk come in there and, like, play three technique? Of course not. So, like, the issues that you have are not Ayuk and his window, to me.
I agree with that.
Right.
Especially if they can get Ricky Pearsall back into the fold.
Right.
I don't really have problem with their receiving core, minus, and you know this, I don't think that you or me at any point this year were ever counting on Brandon Ayuk as a key piece, or certainly as their one. Like, you know that I haven't thought that since July.
No.
I'm like, I think Ricky's their one, and Ricky is their one, but Ricky has now missed a lot of games. But if you can get Ricky Pearsall back into the fold and put him opposite Juwan Jennings and have a rotation that includes Kendrick Bourne and DeMarcus Robinson and maybe whatever, you know, a little bit of Sky Moore or something like that as your receivers, with George Kittle now back into the fold, Christian healthy, Brian Robinson healthy. Yeah, like, this can be a good offense, and I do think it will win some games. But this kind of puts a cap on it. I wonder what, like, what do you now consider a successful season in this moment? You're 6-4.
Yep.
You're technically the 8 seed. In this moment, you're on the outside looking in. You're a half game behind the Chicago Bears, but they're on your schedule, so you will have the opportunity to take care of that yourself if you want. And you have what would be considered a favorable schedule over the next month plus. The next 5 weeks of football, the Niners will play 4 times. They'll be favored in all of them. So, like, put that up against what you're looking at defensively, and what are your hopes and expectations the rest of the way? What's considered a good season?
Just make the playoffs. Just make the playoffs and go on the road to wherever, because I don't think you're going to win the division. And, you know, you've got Seattle still ahead, and Seattle, I think that, I mean, forget yesterday. Yesterday was kind of a wild game where they got 2 defensive touchdowns, but I think that you're probably going to be 3rd place in your division, but you can go 10-7 and make the playoffs. Just make the playoffs. For me, that to me is where you would look at it and go, yeah, that's a success.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles, as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Success.
I think I'm with you.
Yeah. Like, and if you go to Green Bay or Tampa or like wherever you go to, can you win? Yeah, of course you're allowed to, but you're going to be heavy, heavy underdog. And so I don't think you actually will win.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, I do think that there is a scenario on the table where you could arrive at the playoffs with what other teams would consider a scary offense. Like, that scenario does sit on the table.
Yeah.
Like, the Niners, if with a few more healthy pieces, have a lot to offer offensively, even if it's Mac Jones. But, I'll take it beyond that. You put Brock Purdy in with his mobility. That elevates, no question in my mind, that elevates the offense for the 49ers. We'll see kind of... I go back and forth a little bit on this offensive line, but it's performing well enough.
Yeah.
It's performing better than it was the last, you know, like 3-4 weeks ago. It's performing better, certainly, than we felt coming out of the Houston loss. They're performing better. Your wide receiver core, you get Ricky back, George is back, the running backs are doing better, right? Remember when it was the last group in the league and there were no rushing touchdowns and 3 yards a carry? Everything is trending better. You get a couple more bodies back. They can have an offense that'll scare you. Like again, those six quarterbacks are the ones I'm focused on, and I don't know how this particular defense stops any one of them.
And I don't think that this offense can actually outscore any of those teams, honestly. Like, if you think about, even if Brock comes back and you've got Pearsall and you've got maybe Ayuk, whatever you have, I don't think that this offense has enough to go out there and put up 40 or 35 or whatever it takes to beat one of these good teams. I mean, I think that this team ultimately is still built on that complementary aspect. And yesterday is a great example where you could not run the ball because you were down 21-0. So you can't really like commit to run it and like, you know, go ahead and like design that and, you know, try to chip away in 21-7 and 21-10, whatever. And so I think yesterday was a great example of where you got behind so much that now you have to throw it and you don't have the weapons to really go out and win that way.
All right. So the three big pieces of news from Kyle Shanahan: they're hopeful that Ricky Pearsall practices Wednesday. They'll keep ramping up Brock, so that's a total kick can down. I have no idea what that means.
Right.
They're going to keep practicing him. Well, you've been practicing him the whole time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.